This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the state crop report says corn and soybean harvest continues to make rapid progress, with some operators already finished and moving on to fall field activities. Statewide, the average temp was 61.5 degrees, and that was about one-half of a degree below normal. Precip averaged 0.6 inches, and that was about 2/100ths of an inch below normal. There were 5 days that allowed field work during the week ending on October 2nd. Topsoil moisture supply rated 1% very short, 2% short, 86% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 1% very short, 3% short, 88% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn mature increased to 97% compared to 89% for the 5-year average. And corn harvest was 43% complete compared to 44% last year. Corn condition rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 14% fair, 56% good, and 26% excellent. Moving on to soybeans, soybeans coloring increased to 94% compared to the same number last year, and soybeans dropping leaves increased to 80% compared to 79% for the 5-year average. Soybean harvest was 16% complete compared to 42% last year, and soybean condition rated 2% very poor, 3% poor, 15% fair, 56% good, and 24% excellent. And winter wheat planted was at 6% compared to 12% for the 5-year average. And for this week's local crop update, we'll be talking with a farmer who raises all 3 of the crops we just mentioned. Today's report comes from Steve Plocker in Madison County. Steve, it's been a little while since we last talked, and now we are well into harvest. So how are things going for you this fall?
Well, it's been a pretty fast fall once we got started here. Corn, with the weather we had, the corn really dried down faster than most people expected, so a lot of people selling 15 and below moisture corn in this area. So if it wouldn't have been for the rain here this past weekend, the corn would have been about history in this part of the country.
So it sounds like you're pretty far along then with harvesting your corn crop.
Yeah, we would have finished like on Friday, but we got rained out on Thursday, and then we had rain Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So depending on where you're at in the area, we've had from a half inch to an inch and a half of rain. So it's a little damp, and we're kind of waiting this morning for things to dry out. So hopefully get started in corn again this afternoon and then should finish up tomorrow.
How has the corn been looking as far as quality of the grain and stock quality? Have you had any issues?
For the most part, no. There's a little bit of damage everywhere, but not really been an issue. But you hear in the countryside, there's certain varieties and certain fields that did have some issues. But for the most part, I think in this part of the air, part of the country, there's been very few issues that were really anything to be much worried about.
Well, that's always good to hear. And I know you've got some beans, too. So when do you think you'll get started on those?
I was hoping last week, but with the weather, they're almost ready, but they just can't seem to quite get over the hump. So we get a couple nice days here. We get finished up with corn. Hopefully we'll get into beans here right away. But there's still some fields that are got quite a bit of green to them, but some of the earlier varieties are really getting close. And if we get the right sunshine and a little air, I think they'll be ready to go.
And from what I've heard, the beans are tall. They look good. So I assume you're expecting some pretty good yields.
Yeah, we've got one field here right by my home farm that's pretty high fertility field. And 2 years ago when it was in beans, it made over 70 bushel an acre, which I was very pleased with. And hate to say it, but they almost look better this year. So you never know till you get out there. But I think we'll be very pleased with the bean yields the way it looks, yes.
And then always something, because after you're done with beans, I assume you'll be having some winter wheat to start planting.
Yeah, we always plant some winter wheat. We've been very fortunate. We do get pretty good yields here on some of the rolling ground we've got. So we kind of twofold. We use wheat somewhat as a cover crop to protect the soil there. And also then we've got good luck with double crop beans following the winter wheat in this area. So winter wheat and double crop beans is still a very profitable enterprise here on our farm.
Sure, and I know you've got some cattle, and this is kind of changing the subject here, but did you cut any silage this year, or do you feed silage on your farm?
Yeah, we've got two silos we still fill with corn silage, and then we've got about 40 acres of alfalfa hay. So we did get silage. The tonnage there was a little lower this year. The corn just didn't have the height, so it took a few more acres to fill the silos. And we'll have a sixth cutting of alfalfa here for a frost cutting here in October that, with all the warm weather and moisture we've had, it's an amazing looking crop at this point.
Well, it sounds like you've had a pretty good year. Steve, is there anything that we haven't touched on yet that you'd like to mention?
No, I'd say just the thing that everybody preaches, you know, be safe out there and watch out for the other guy, because unfortunately, they're not watching out for you. So if you get out on the highways, be careful.
And thanks again to our friend Steve Plocker in Madison County for that update. In other news, Illinois ag producers and forestry managers who want to address natural resources and increase environmental benefits are encouraged to sign up for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, through the Natural Resources Conservation Services. November 18th and January 20th will be the two EQIP application deadlines in Illinois. And according to Illinois State Conservationist Ivan Dozier, producers can sign up for EQIP at any time throughout the year, but to compete for the upcoming funding periods, producers with resource concerns are encouraged to submit an application by one of the deadlines. Many applicants have shown interest in the funding pool to address soil erosion and water quality issues on cropland, but there's also funding pools for addressing issues on grazing land operations, confined livestock operations, organic producers, and wildlife habitat improvements. In addition to conservation practices, EQIP provides funding for the development of plans, such as comprehensive nutrient management, grazing plans, drainage water management, and there's more after that. Producers interested in EQIP should submit a signed application to their local NRCS office, or you can submit it electronically online through the Conservation Client Gateway on the NRCS website. And again, those deadlines are November 18th of 2016 and January 20th of 2017. And those applications submitted by the deadlines will be evaluated by NRCS staff for the funding period. And that's all we've got this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.